From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's time now for All Tech Considered. Today we go to the library for food. Baltimore has launched a new program that enables people to order groceries online at the library. It's part of a push to make healthy food more accessible in communities where major supermarkets are scarce. Donna Marie Owens has the story.
Gwen Tates is a retiree, and on a bright spring morning in Baltimore, she's going over her weekly grocery list.
Oatmeal. I can't believe it's not butter. Pea soup.
But it's where she's shopping that might surprise you, at the public library. Patrons can order groceries online and pay with cash, credit, or food stamps. The orders are filled by Santoni's Supermarket, a longtime Baltimore grocer. They deliver the items to the library the next day. Tates loves the convenience.
I pay with my charge card. They swipe it right here. I'll come back to the library tomorrow, and they have it all bagged up and ready to go.
Have a good day.
Baltimore's health department launched the virtual supermarket project last month at two of the city's public library branches. They're located on opposite ends of town. One neighborhood is mostly African-American and working class. The other is racially and economically mixed. Both areas lack large, competitively priced supermarkets within walking distance, sometimes called food deserts. And both communities have plenty of fast food and corner stores, but many tend to offer less healthy fare. Ryan Petaway is a city epidemiologist.
In Baltimore, where we're working out with the libraries, you see that the mortality burden from diet-related causes like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease are among the highest in the city.
Petaway and other health department staffers spend a few hours each week helping patrons order their groceries online. One is Jackie Coles, a single mother of three who works as a custodian. Like most in this neighborhood, she doesn't own a car.
The market around here has been closed for over a year, and you have to go so far to get to another market, you know, if the pace of mine to take you. It was a long walk.
But now Coles a regular at the library. She gets books, plus easy access to healthier food options.
Fruit is fresh, and the vegetables are fresh, and all the meats, I get the butchered meat and all that. It's really good.
So far, about two dozen people have signed up for the program. It's currently funded by a $60,000 grant from the federal stimulus package. It's too soon to determine long-term viability, but organizers are hopeful. Pooja Agarwal is a medical student at Johns Hopkins who's taken a year off to tackle public health projects like this one.
It's just a matter of getting people to overcome the barrier of trying something new.
Baltimore's new mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, thinks the project is an innovative solution until more major supermarkets are built in these neighborhoods.
I think at a point when we are doing what we need to do, making our city better, safer, and stronger, we'll attract that investment. But I'm so proud that we have the use of technology to fill in that gap until development catches up.
Baltimore library officials believe its system offers the first online grocery service nationwide. They say other cities have inquired about possibly replicating it. If the program is successful, the goal is to partner with additional stores and possibly expand to other parts of the city. For NPR News, I'm Donna Marie Owens.